Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, the DREAM Act is legislation that's languishing in Congress. Its authors say it would allow millions of undocumented young people who came into this country with their families a path to citizenship. Its chances of passage, however, appear doubtful. It cleared the House in December, but it's been held up in the Senate, and it's opposed by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and his GOP colleague, Senator Rand Paul. Joe Sanka at Leo Weekly has written a story about the DREAM Act and what its passage would mean to a young woman here in Louisville who wants to attend college. Joe, welcome to State of the News.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about the DREAM Act. What is it? What would it do for these young people?
DREAM Act would give an opportunity for kids who were brought to this country when they were 15 years old or younger, and it would allow them a chance to gain a path to citizenship. If they were to enroll in a four-year college, go there for 2 years, or enlist in the military, they would have a chance to apply for legal citizenship eventually in 6 years. But the DREAM Act seems pretty doubtful right now with the makeup of Congress.
So, as I mentioned, it won House passage, and I think Congressman Yarmuth voted for it.
Yes.
The only Kentucky delegation member to vote for it, but it has been held up in the Senate.
Yes, it passed last December in the House, but Mitch McConnell led a filibuster of the bill in the Senate, even though it had the support of about 55 senators. And with the makeup of Congress right now, with Republican control over the House and the lag of the filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, it seems doubtful that we're going to see this anytime in the next year or so.
Why are the Republicans opposed to it?
They see it as amnesty, that they're simply rewarding what they term, you know, criminal behavior of breaking the law to come into the country. And if you give them citizenship, then you're just going to reward unlawful behavior, and they term it as amnesty.
And I read a quote from your article. Senator Rand Paul went on to say that this would give these young people a path to Democrat voter registration, as he put it.
Yes. He sees it in very unforgiving terms, I would say, of the people that were brought here as children, that if these people become citizens, they're just going to become Democratic voters. And he seems to be joining in the fight to get those voters, but rather deny them citizenship.
Now, this legislation's been introduced in some form or another over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and it used to have a lot of support among Republicans. In fact, Indiana Senator Richard Lugar was once a co-sponsor of the act and voted for it last December. He faces a pretty tough Tea Party challenge right now, and his challenger has been hammering him on his support for the DREAM Act. In fact, he took off his co-sponsorship of the act, and he no longer is a co-sponsor. So it's still up in the air of whether Richard Lugar, if that actually did come to a vote, would actually be supportive of it.
Now, you found someone here in Louisville who would be, and talked about how she would be affected by it. Her name's not a real name, but we call her Barbara. She's 19 years old. Tell us about her.
Well, she was a really good student. She graduated from a high school here in Jefferson County this year, and she received almost a 4.0 grade point average. She was a member of the National Honor Society. Her teachers give her high praise, and she would love to be in a state university right now, but she's very fearful that in applying for federal student aid, in applying for colleges, that she will be found out and people will deport her, which has in fact happened to in the past year in Lexington. Two students at BCTC, a community college, were actually found and detained by ICE, the Immigration Service. And so she's very fearful that she would love to go and be in college right now, but she's fearful that she's going to be found out and deported. So she's stuck working at a restaurant right now when she very much would like to be in college pursuing a degree and hopefully going to law school someday.
Is there a good estimate as to how many young people would be affected by this if it were to pass?
Well, it's estimated that 65,000 people per year graduate from high school that would be eligible for this. And it's estimated that 2.1 million people would be eligible for a path to citizenship if the DREAM Act would pass.
Any idea how many Barbaras there are here in the Louisville area?
I'm not sure. There's not a clear. It's very hard to get an exact number on that.
Yeah.
The ACLU isn't entirely sure what the exact number is, but there are a considerable amount. In fact, Barbara has lots of friends who are in the same situation as her, who just recently graduated high school.
So this legislation, as it's written now, appears dead in Congress. Is there any chance that somebody could maybe rewrite it or tweak it a little bit and bring it back?
Well, it would have to be tweaked a lot to get the support of the Republican House and get enough through a filibuster in the Senate. Barack Obama is a very vocal supporter of it. He did a speech recently this summer in Texas where he again advocated passing the DREAM Act. But for the time being, it doesn't look like we're going to see anything, perhaps in 2013, if there's a significant change in the makeup of Congress. But right now, it doesn't look good.
All right, Joe. Joe Sacca from Leo Weekly joining us to talk about the DREAM Act. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you.